the stories that really make the media are the negative ones. I mean, do you feel that's more emblematic of passenger-driver relations, or do you think maybe those are overblown, those are outliers, those kind of stories?
I like to think that they're outliers. I mean, I have no sort of scientific evidence to back this claim, but I think one of the, having been in journalism in the past myself, I know that what makes the news is typically the bad stuff, the rare stuff. Every once in a while, you'll get like a personal interest story, like the story that I just relayed about the driver, for the sort of feel good thing. But yeah, I do think it's overblown. I think any system, any group of people is going to have bad apples, and Muni's got its fair share. And but I think that actually speaks to what we're trying to do with Muni Diaries, which is to help bridge that gap, to help bring writers together with other writers, and to bring drivers together with writers, and vice versa.
Right.
So yeah, I don't think it's emblematic. I think it happened. These things happen way too much. Drivers not paying attention and crashing into parked cars, or what have you. That all happens way too much. But for us, when it comes to that, we just kind of like to report it and not necessarily comment on it as ourselves,
Right.
as editors. We do open it up, and if people want, they want to go on saying, typical Muni driver, that's fine.